Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Kentucky mom calls 911 over domestic violence concerns between her grown son and his girlfriend. When cops arrive, they find a trap door in Zachary Jones's floor with a missing 16-year-old North Carolina girl inside. Jones lied about his age in online chats with the girl, then lured her from her home and held her captive.
Nancy, officers who found the girl described her as shaken up and very high. She told them Jones had been threatening her with a gun, forcing her to take cocaine, assaulting and raping her. She said Jones demanded she tell people she was 18, and it's unclear whether Jones's mother realized her son was holding the girl against her will.
Jones, 34, now facing nearly 30 charges, including false imprisonment and rape. Daniel Palomino, 32, orders chicken at a Florida Wawa's convenience store and specifies he wants extra spicy Nashville sauce. Palomino gets his order, but he's convinced the chicken is not completely cooked. So Palomino chucks the chicken at the Wawa worker, getting the spicy sauce in her eyes. Police show up. Palomino's arrested on battery by chicken and spicy sauce. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Las Vegas bail hearing for a former gang member accused of planning the 1996 murder of hip-hop icon Tupac Shakur has now been rescheduled to allow defense lawyers to address claims made by the prosecution that witnesses could be in danger. Details now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The court-appointed counsel for Duane Keefe D. Davis requested a postponement in response to the prosecutor's assertion last week that Davis poses a public safety risk if he is released, citing recordings from his jail phone and a list of names given to his relatives. Our friends with the Associated Press were informed by one of Davis's attorneys, Robert Arroyo, that the defense wanted to reply in writing to the court. He refused to say more. According to Arroyo's statement from the previous week, there is no proof that any witness had been threatened or named. In the 1996 drive-by shooting that also injured rap mogul Marion Suge Knight, who's currently serving 28 years in a California jail for a separate fatal shooting in Metro Los Angeles in 2015, Davis is the only person who has ever been charged with a crime. Accused of murder, Davis is scheduled to go on trial in June after entering a not guilty plea. His arrest on September 29th outside his Henderson home has left him behind bars without bail. It was in mid-July that Las Vegas police served Davis with a search warrant at his residence. Davis, who is currently being held in the Clark County Detention Center in Las Vegas, is originally from Compton, California. Phone calls made by inmates at the detention center are recorded as a matter of routine.
Davis may serve the rest of his life in prison if found guilty at trial. Gypsy Rose Blanchard now says she's discovered a way to forgive both her mother and herself. Still, it's been a long road from years of abuse to living behind bars as the worst moments of her life were reported in the tabloids. Now a Missouri women's prison has granted parole to the 32-year-old Blanchard. She's been freed some 8.5 years after convincing her then-boyfriend to kill her abusive mother, Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard, in a desperate attempt to escape her. Gypsy Rose Blanchard's mother made her pretend for years that she had muscular dystrophy, leukemia, and other life-threatening ailments. In order to try a former NBA minor league player and his ex-girlfriend jointly for the murder of a woman whose body was discovered in southern Nevada last month, a prosecutor has now announced that separate murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy charges will be combined. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Tuesday marked Chance Comanche's first court appearance. Comanche, a 27-year-old native of Los Angeles, was a player for the Stockton Kings prior to his arrest in Sacramento, California on December 15th. When a judge asked him if he understood the charges against him, he stood in chains and answered, "Yes, ma'am." After the brief court appearance, Comanche's defense counsel, Gary Guyman, declined to speak and did not immediately request bail. However, he did state that Comanche plans to enter a not guilty plea at upcoming hearings. Sakari Harnden, Comanche's 19-year-old former girlfriend, is also being held in Las Vegas for a separate hearing on a theft allegation relating to the disappearance and death of 23-year-old Mariana Rogers of Linwood, Washington. Kennedy Holtus, the prosecutor, informed Judge Diana Sullivan that Steve Wolfson, the district attorney for Clark County, plans to consolidate all of the cases against Comanche and Harnden. Sullivan fixed Comanche's next court date for February 8th and stated that the defendant will remain behind bars without bail.
Investigators say Morena Rogers, a medical assistant, was strangled to death early on the morning of December 6th. Her body was discovered later in a roadside ditch in suburban Henderson.
Thanks, John. Nicholas Downey takes a job in Tampa, Florida, but often drives back to Gulfport, Mississippi to visit his wife. He rents a Tesla for a four-day visit through the car-sharing app Turo. On the night he's set to return, Downey stops at a McDonald's 5 hours north of Tampa to recharge the rented Tesla. Instead of returning to the highway, Downey starts driving down State Road 71. The Tesla's owner notices the wrong turn and texts Downey, but Downey never responds. He also never makes it to work the next morning. The car is found abandoned 1 hour south of the McDonald's. Downey's phone, bag, and work equipment all found inside. Despite extensive searches of the area, no leads found. If you have info on Nicholas Downey, now missing nearly a year, contact Liberty County Sheriffs, 850-643-2235. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.